everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, August 30th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, sorta, kinda. We've got the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, back up. And the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, download the free one, then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Joining us on the line right now is Pastor Chatfield. He's got a history lesson planned, prepared for us. And when you texted me this morning, American political comebacks, and I'm sure you're going to go back into the history books and explain all of this to us.
I'm going to try, for sure. Yes, I got the idea in my head, but I looked up an article, give some credit to a political argument, John Zeitz, and it was from 8 years ago. And so at the time, he wrote this when Donald Trump was running against Hillary Clinton and was, by virtually all the polls, substantially behind. And so the thrust of the article was, can he make a comeback? Well, he did. And by the way, anybody that knows anything about the character of Donald Trump knows he is not a quitter. He does not quit. He had, you know, he had big trouble in his business for a while and was on near bankruptcy, but he restructured a bunch of things, made a comeback, and became a billionaire. He is not a quitter. And I certainly wouldn't call what's happening in 2024 a comeback for President Trump. Why wouldn't I call it a comeback? Because he's never left. I mean, you have all these people having these boat parades. Hey, Randy, what's the Biden boat parade? I've been trying to look to try to get in one.
Oh, you mean the Harris boat parade?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was a Biden.
Yeah, yeah. The lady who didn't get one vote in a presidential primary.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The woman that's never been elected to anything regarding presidential politics. Yeah, that lady. Let's see. Yeah. Well, I've checked my calendar. I don't think there is one.
Right. I had a Biden moment there when I said a Biden parade.
Yes, you did.
But anyway, I mean, where are these at? Listen, I learned this, that this is not a comeback for President Trump. He's never gone. And I've learned this from friends and people in my church who said basically this: if Trump doesn't get the nomination, I don't even know if I'm going to vote. And others, just about the majority of people I know in our church voted for Trump in the primary, and I don't know of anybody that's not going to vote for him in the general.
Right.
So there was no comeback really here. I've never seen, and I've never known of a political figure that had such committed people on his side than President Trump.
Well, I think the main reason for it is two things, and this is what they're trying to downplay at these events just in Potterville. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Lansing Mayor Andy Shore at a UAW plant. And they're trying to claim that Donald Trump isn't pro-worker and isn't pro-union. And I asked a very simple question: which of the two national conventions, the Republican convention that was held in Milwaukee or the Democrat one held in Chicago, who had the president of the Teamsters Union speak at it?
Good point.
Donald Trump.
Yes.
And he personally, Pastor Jeffel, he personally called the president of the union and said, please come and speak at our convention. I think he's got the workers. I think the common man, the people that they have to come home and take a shower after work, I think they're the ones that are going to absolutely fuel his election this year. We're going to talk more with Pastor Chatfield. American political comebacks. We'll be right back.
Moxie Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield, talking about American political comebacks. Let's go back in the history books and start talking about it.
Okay, so Trump is not one. He's not a comeback. Let me talk about Richard Nixon, who is not even mentioned in this article, and I don't know why not. But anyway, I mean, he was the Vice President of the United States under Dwight D. Eisenhower. And ran for president in 1960, and it was a close election between him and John F. Kennedy. Only some late-breaking results from Illinois, Cook County, gave Kennedy the election. Wow, how did
Cook County is actually, I believe, Chicago?
Yes. How did all those votes turn? I don't know. Now, there were people telling Nixon, you should take this to the court. There were some strange goings-on in Chicago, how that Kennedy got those votes. And that has long been, people have long argued that. Nixon decided not to contest it. He just said it would be too much for our country to handle, so he was not elected president. There you go. So he didn't win in 1960, even though he was a sitting vice president. In 1962, he ran for governor of California and lost again. I don't even think it was close in 62. He went back to a law practice in New York City, walked the streets, but virtually unrecognized. Remember, in 1964, it was Goldwater and Johnson, and Goldwater got totally demolished, a gigantic landslide in 1964. But he made a comeback in 1968, won the Republican nomination, and was elected president. You got to put Richard Nixon as a gigantic comeback, one of the biggest comebacks.
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's another one. a bigger one than Harry Truman. Now, Harry Truman is, and he's kind of hot on my list because I recently, a couple months ago, finished a book by David McCullough, big 1,000-page biography of Truman. He was really truly a common man. Grew up on a farm, worked hard, fought in World War One. Kind of just joined politics locally. Became a judge. Did he have a law degree? No. Did he even have a bachelor's degree? No. He was a judge without any sort of college degree. He's the last president not to have graduated from college. But he was a judge and then became a U.S. senator. And it looked like in 1944 that he won election, but he won. And he was chosen by as the vice president under FDR. And that's an interesting story. Back in the day when, FDR kind of says, whoever the party wants. But eventually, long story, he was selected as being the vice presidential candidate when FDR dies from a brain hemorrhage or that we think possibly a heart attack, not sure. But anyway, he died. Harry Truman is elected president, finishes out World War II, decides to use the bomb, decides to recognize Israel. But he was also president when there was an economic turndown. There was a gigantic railroad strike. Hey, and if you're in power and bad things start happening, you get blamed for it. That's just generally the rule. But this is true, though, too, in the election of when the election of 1948 comes by, he runs for president. He was fortunate enough to have the Republicans in power in the Congress. What do you mean? Why was that fortunate? Because some of the problems he could blame on the Republicans. And sure. He did what George Bush did in 2004. In 2004, here's a general rule, everybody, and you can see what happens in politics. This is a general rule. During the primaries, if you're a Democrat, you run left. And then when the general election comes, you move to the middle. And if you're a Republican during the primaries, you run right. And then during the general election, you come to the middle. Now, that's a general rule. But with Truman in 1948, they said, we're not going to run to the middle. We're going to go after our base. We're going to go after our base. In other words, we're going to appeal to black voters because Truman, although, if I may say so, kind of a personal bigot. I hate to say that. I hate to call somebody a bigot, but everybody was. I hate to say that. I mean,
in the 1940s.
Yeah, he used the N-word. A lot of did, but he says these people have rights.
Yep.
These people have rights. And by the way, that's just for those that are younger than 50 years old. That's the way people used to talk. But he was very sympathetic to Africans and African Americans, and so they decided that they were going to go after African Americans. They were going to remind the Jewish people that he recognized Israel. They're going to go after the white ethnic union members.
Yep. So the workers played a big part in it.
Yes. Yeah, so he does this gigantic train campaign swing.
Whistle stop.
Yes. Campaign. And literally a whistle stop, little city to little city to big city to little city. And he was just tireless. And although the polls were somewhat in their infancy back then, he defeated the Republican nominee fairly handily.
That was Dewey, right?
Right, that was Dewey. And by the way, just interesting, Dewey was from, happened to be from, born in Owosso, Michigan, but he was, from the time, former governor of New York. Interesting, here's something that the daughter-in-law of FDR called, Teddy Roosevelt's acid-tongued daughter, called Dewey the little man on a wedding cake. Everybody remembered that. You ever seen a wedding cake and there's a guy with a mustache?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she called him. And that was a good insult. That's who Dewey is. And Dewey had virtually no charisma at all. I mean, if you want to consider Republican elitist, I hate to use that word, too, because it's thrown around so much. But, yeah, man, that's kind of the way he came across.
Country club New Yorker I remember a phrase. And one thing that was pretty interesting, of course, you remember that photograph that Truman holding up that, I think it was New York Times newspaper, where Dewey defeats Truman.
Right.
And it was the next day, and he had this big laughing smile on his face that, yeah, here's even what the New York Times said about this race. Basically, being like what you're saying, the poll at the time was usually the big newspapers.
Right. And everybody was predicting that Dewey was going to win. And the Washington Post said this after the election. He says, "Mr. President, we're ready to eat crow whenever you want to serve it." I mean, in other words, everybody was predicting that Dewey was going to be elected. He wasn't. And there's two ways to win elections. General elections, you turn out everybody and stick to your guns, or you kind of maneuver a little bit to the middle and try to win the middle of the road.
The independents.
Yeah, so that's two ways that you can do it. It seems like this year, President Trump is kind of moving to the middle. Now, because his position on life and marriage, they're not as strongly Christian as I would want them to be. Oh, does that mean, Pastor Chaffee, you're not going to vote for them? No, I'm voting for them early and often. No, not really.
Yeah.
No, I'm all
tactic. Well, yeah, you know, exactly. I somewhat disagree with you on the middle part, because here's why. I think what they're doing is they've given up. We already have abortion in Michigan. It's in many states. It's gone back to the state. Some states have actually gotten stronger abortion laws going on, like in Texas and Arkansas and other places like that. But here in Michigan, I mean, we're the abortion capital of the world now. And the other thing, of course, is gay marriage, the Obergefell decision all the way back to 2015. Do you realize next year it's going to be the 10-year anniversary of Obergefell decision by the Supreme Court? 10 years.
I remember
gay marriage has been legalized.
You and Brian were talking about it. I was in the carport, I was listening to you guys, and I heard that.
Yes.
It's one of those things that I say, I went outside and the sky just didn't seem as blue anymore to me.
Yeah.
That just didn't seem as blue.
When I announced it and got the flash message about that decision, you know, my immediate response is it triggered. It just came out of my mouth. I started praying for our country. It was right out, like a reaction, a reflex almost. I couldn't believe that then Governor Rick Snyder and Attorney General Bill Schuette said, well, that's it. You know, it's the law of the land. Gay marriage is legal. And that following Saturday, they had clerk's offices open to start marrying gay people the following Saturday.
See here. Yeah, that's true. The former justice on the Michigan Supreme Court, what was his name? I think it was Thomas. He said, you know, who ordered them to change all the forms on the Michigan? Who had the authority to do that?
Exactly.
They really didn't have the authority to do it, but we didn't challenge it.
Nobody. Not our attorney general, not our governor, anybody. Because, again, this was my argument at the time, it was only a Supreme Court opinion. It did not change any laws or any constitutions in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Those are the four states that the case was based on.
At the very least, we could have drug this out. But they had their fingers to the political winds. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And happening.
How did that work out for us in 2018?
I hear you. But that's what's where we are now. Harris now is doing what politicians always do, but I've never seen anybody do it to the extreme, where she's totally abandoned what she has said in her positions, her leftist positions in the past. No more fracking. total electric cars by when 2030. She's abandoning, no all bail, no cash bond. I mean, she's abandoning everything, moving to the middle and saying, "Oh well, I've changed my position." And if the American people don't see what she is, who she is, then we are indeed in deep trouble. I've never seen somebody run from their position so quickly to the middle. Now, everybody does it a little.
Did you happen to see her interview on CNN last night at 9 o'clock?
No.
Well, let me tell you how that went. First of all, it was 41 days since she got the nomination at their convention. This was her first sit-down interview. She had Tim Walz, her vice president candidate, with her. And the first immediate question that came out of the CNN reporter's mouth: explain to the American people your flip-flopping on so many issues compared to what you've recently said just back in 2019 when you were running for president in 2020, when you dropped out of the race, Biden won the nomination, you dropped out, compared to where you're at today. Explain your flip-flopping on so many of these issues, exactly what the items you just spoke of.
Right.
You know what her response was?
No, I want to hear it.
She said, after 41 days to think about this, to get an answer prepared to be able to address this, and asked CNN to ask that as the very first question, she looked right at the reporter and she said, "My values and my principles have not changed." That was her answer. And we're sitting there waiting for her to explain it. And she said, basically, my values and principles are the same. However, now that I'm running for president, we have to align ourselves with the common person's thinking out there in the general public. That was her answer. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. 41 days, Pastor Jeff Field, to think about an answer, and that's what she came up with.
Right.
Unbelievable. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour: Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido will not press charges after an investigation into allegations that four individuals attempted to cast two ballots during the August 6th primary. In a brief statement Thursday, the Republican prosecutor said there was no probable cause to indicate a crime had occurred, and he said the appropriate mechanisms functioned as intended to detect the issue, adding St. Clair Shores election officials quickly identified the issue, preserved the records for review, and reported it promptly. This demonstrates, he said, that election safeguards are effective and maintain overall integrity. Police also indicated there was no malicious or criminal intent displayed by any of the voters. A new dorm with an interesting view at Ferris State. Jim Lehocky has the story.
Ferris State University